1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. And later on in our program, Harvey Wireman, attorney at law and legal advisor, is going to be talking to us about the O.J. Simpson chat, which is taking place today online. And he'll also be discussing with us, if there was anything of value, the burden of proof appearance that O.J. Simpson had today. We got a press release in the mail. We actually got it faxed, Mike. My producer, Mike Schaefer, is telling me that the press release was faxed to us. And it's from a gentleman who is a construction contractor in what is called the Inland Empire here in Southern California. He is alleging, you know these male support groups? You know these men kind of empowerment groups? He is contemplating a lawsuit against one, which includes loss of potential income and sexual harassment. And we want to get him on the line right now from Corona, California, our first guest of the Phil Hendry Show. Mr. Stephen Bozell, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Phil.
Tell us about what happened. The first thing that I noticed in your press release is you mentioned that you went to this men's encounter group or a men's support group, unbeknownst to you.
Well, I do believe that I was set up by a fellow employee in one of these scam enterprises, and I want people to recognize the warning signs of this.
Is that a part of what your lawsuit's about?
I would say that part of my lawsuit is about that, yes, sir.
And were you, so this is a male encounter group. Did you say there's sexual harassment? Are you alleging that there was sex?
No, I'm not alleging sex. I'm currently looking into suing the individual group called Men in Touch with Men Incorporated for making me look like a fool and for a series of things that went on.
All right, well, tell us the story. Does this involve a employee?
Yes, Cliff Pettigrew. Is one of my crew chiefs, and I'm in the construction business, so a crew chief is someone who runs one of your construction crews. And we went out to a bar after work last Friday night. My wife, April, had taken the children to my folks' house who live in Hemet, so I was a little bit on the...
little footloose and fancy-free for a weekend?
Yeah, I had nothing to do, and I wanted to go out and have a beer with one of the guys that I work with, maybe a couple of the guys that I work with, and we went out and after work, and we had a couple of beers, and I was talking to him, and he was talking to me, as people will do, and it got around to some personal problems that we have. I think I was a little bit vulnerable at that time. So
you're talking to this guy over beers, right?
Yes, sir.
This is Mr. Cliff Pettigrew, your crew chief.
That is correct.
Okay.
So I told him about my relationship with my wife. I have, I think, some stalled communication with my children. I've lost some recent bids on construction contract jobs, and he told me that he had some people he wanted me to talk to. And I thought that we were going to go to a party. He suggested that we go out that night, and we would go talk to these people. And I thought, again, it was some kind of a celebration.
So he listened to all of your problems and suggested you go talk to some people?
That is correct, yeah. So I was free to take some time for myself, and I went with him. We pulled up in front of a house. We go inside, and they're serving refreshments, and there's people milling around, and they're talking. So I naturally felt that I was at a party. And all of a sudden, a man who is there asks the people...
Are you in an office right now? If you pardon me for interrupting you, Mr. Bozell.
Yeah, I'm in the sales office right now for our construction business.
Okay, at some point, I'm going to ask you to move to perhaps a quieter venue, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay. I'll try to keep people out of here. It's a pretty busy day for us.
Okay. I mean, you're on a nationally syndicated radio show, and you're doing an interview, and you're standing there in a loading dock, you know.
I understand, sir.
Okay. So go ahead. So now you've pulled up in front of this house where this party is.
Now, I've pulled up, but a man asked everybody to take their seats, and this guy starts up some kind of a men's group meeting, you know, and I thought I was going to a party. So
a men's group meeting? Were they all men there?
I had not noticed, but it mostly was men. There were a couple women, but mostly men. Yes, sir.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm listening to this guy talking about his ex-wife, and I listen to, and he's talking about his kids, and I listen to another guy, and he starts to cry. I listen to another guy who talks about how he was really gay, but that it took him 20 years to admit it, and he starts crying. And I'm listening to this, and it started to affect me emotionally, and I started to get a little teared up myself.
Because suddenly you realize you're in a men's encounter meeting, and you're starting to hear these stories, and you're crying.
That's correct, yes. And I think a lot of men would, Phil. So At one point, they brought out these drums, and I don't know if you've seen on some of these men's empowerment groups, but they bang on drums, and it's a return to the earth and a return to the essence of nature.
And were you guys banging on drums?
Yeah, I started to. I was hitting a drum because I felt a little bit liberated, and I was hopping around banging on a drum. At that time, I had also started to cry, and I noticed that the individual who was catering this event, I recognized this guy as a guy whose house I did some work on, and now he sees me crying.
And the person who's catering this men's encounter group is a caterer whose house you worked on?
My company did, yeah.
Okay.
And now I see that he sees that I'm crying. And I think there is a reasonable concern on my part that he's going to spread rumors that I'm mentally ill because I went to some mental ill support group.
And what makes you think he's going to do this, okay?
Well, because he asked, you know, the owner of the house to use the phone. This guy's wife, I know her. She's a big mouth. I'm sure he has probably called the Orange County Register to say that Steve-O's ill.
I can see that you're upset because you're afraid that...
Mr. Henry, I'm afraid that my reputation that I have carefully maintained and one that I've protected is going to be ruined because this guy saw me at a men's support group crying and pounding on a drum.
Why do you think you're afraid he's going to go to the Orange County Register?
I live in Corona, and the largest local circulation paper in our area is the Orange County Register. And I'm just afraid that it's going to be in the Orange County Register that Steve Bozell goes to men's support.
And you're upset about that?
Yes.
Okay. I want to hold on, and you... I understand how you're feeling, okay? And you need to get out of that office because sounds like a loading dock or something. I'll give our number at 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Stephen Bozell is with us. He went to a men's support group. He didn't know he was going to one. He apparently was just talking to a friend, this Mr. Pettigrew. They had a couple of beers. They went to a men's support group. He began crying, listening to some of the stories the men were telling, started beating on a drum, and the caterer at this affair is someone who Steve is afraid might recognize him and go to the newspaper with this. What are you afraid is going to come out?
Well, what I'm afraid is going to come out is that this guy's going to go to the newspaper and make me look like a fool because I was banging on a drum and talking and crying. Okay?
Well, you're banging on a drum and crying, but you enjoyed that. Okay, yeah, you got to move, all right?
I'm sorry. That's just somebody's car alarm.
Yeah. You were banging on a drum and someone's car alarm.
I was banging on a drum and jumping around. I've always prided myself on being self-sufficient and strong, and I would never have gone to a support group myself. But I was tricked and I was fooled and I'm sick of it.
You feel you were tricked into going to a men's support group?
That is correct.
Well, you voluntarily stood up and gave everybody your feelings on being in a men's support group, right?
I did, but I also was not aware I was going to a men's support group. Had I known I'd be going to one, I never would have gone to it, and then I wouldn't have given my feelings. Mr. Pettigrew brought me to this room with the express purpose of making me look like a fool, and I'm saying that Mr. Pettigrew should be sued for loss of potential income and sexual harassment. And
what sexual harassment did you suffer at this thing?
Well, if you've ever been to a men's support group, you know they put their arms around each other and everybody's hugging everybody. I'm not comfortable in that. I'm not saying that they're homosexuals. I'm just saying that I'm not comfortable having some guy throw his arms around me.
Well, I think you're going to lose that, okay?
Well, Mr. Henry, not according to my attorney.
Well, I think your attorney is probably wrong. You can't sue a guy for sexual harassment because he gives you a bear hug at a men's support group. There's nothing in these organizations that I know of that makes them exclusively homosexual, and I think you have to have something of a sexual nature, don't you?
I think there are, my attorney advises me that there's the possibility I can do that, and loss of potential income because I may be put out of work. Because if the Orange County Register picks this up...
I still don't know your fear of the Orange County Register printing a story about you going to a men's support group.
If they pick this up, it could put me out of work because people are going to see me as being some mental case.
Okay, going to a men's support group doesn't mean you're mentally ill. Do you understand that? But you know what? I'm not going to argue with you, all right, Mr. Bozell?
Well, you don't need to argue. What I'm on your program to do is to warn men that they could be sitting having a drink with a guy, and the next thing you know, he wants to take him to one of these men's support groups, and you may think you're going to a party, and you have a lot of guys there who are going to tell a lot of stories.
Well, they're obviously emotionally moving stories because that's why you started crying, right?
Right, but you don't know who's going to see you there.
I'm not sure I know what your issues are, but anyway, our number is, hold on, and please move, okay?
All right. John, you're going to get out of here, all right? Get out of here.
Okay, 1-800-4... You got to put this guy on hold because he's like in a loading dock area or something. 1-800-449-8686. That's Mr. Bozell. He has a construction company. You can tell he's calling from, sounds like the middle of the warehouse. And he apparently went to unbeknownst to him, it was a men's support group where he began crying and he began emoting. And apparently there was someone working the party who recognized him. Now he's afraid that person is going to go and tell everybody that Bozell was at this meeting crying. The guy's wife has a big mouth. The biggest thing here is he's afraid the Orange County Register is going to print it. Now, Mike, if you could get on the line and find out exactly who at the Orange County Register would be interested in printing this guy's story, I'd like to find out about it. He is thinking of suing his workmate, Mr. Pettigrew, for loss of potential income and sexual harassment because he got hugged at this thing. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget, coming up later in the show, Harvey Wireman, attorney at law, talks to us about O.J. Simpson's online chat and his appearance on CNN. With us, we got a press release from Mr. Steve Bozell and his attorney, Dolores Blazingame from Corona. He's suing one of his workmates, Mr. Cliff Pettigrew, for taking him, unbeknownst to him, to a men's encounter group where they beat on drums, and apparently there were some tears shed over divorces and the like. Mr. Bozell started crying as well, and the next thing you know, he sees somebody who he used to work for. They see him. He's afraid now that person is going to blab it to everybody that he was crying at a men's encounter group. And that's essentially it, sir?
That is, sir.
And you're still in that warehouse. I needed for you to move.
I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Henry. We have a very busy work schedule today, and there's not too many places I can go without.
All right, I understand, but some of it can be a little bit distracting. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. And here is Burbank on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Burbank, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, ma'am. Yeah, go ahead. You got something you want to say?
Yeah, I did. You know, Mr. Bozell, I can understand that you know, you would be concerned about the possibly any kind of damage to your personal persona.
Yes, ma'am.
But why didn't you leave when you found that this was the type of an environment that you found yourself in? You know, you could have left.
There was nothing about the environment necessarily that I didn't like, because there were a lot of men there who were sharing their feelings.
Have to be embarrassed by that.
Well, the problem was, that's easy for you to say because you're a woman and women emote easier and they don't get embarrassed about that. But I'm a man and I'm in the construction business, and this person who I had known and who I'd done work on, they see me crying. What's that going to do?
I understand where you're
Are you afraid of Are you afraid of losing business?
Yes, of course. Are you going to hire a construction contractor who sits around all the time crying about things?
Well, I don't really think that most people are going to be looking at that if they're looking for you to do some work for them, because I think that...
Are you a homeowner, ma'am?
Pardon me?
Are you a homeowner?
Oh, no, I'm not a homeowner, but, I have a lot of friends who are, and, I think they're more concerned about the quality of the work that's being done.
Mr. Hendry, you're having work done in your home right now. I've heard you talking about it on your show.
Yes, I am.
Would you hire a general contractor who's crying and beating on a drum and stuff like that?
I wouldn't care.
You wouldn't?
No. I mean, if he was crying on the job, I would. I mean, if the dude comes out to work on my house and he's sitting around bawling, you know.
See, you're laughing at it because you don't understand the pain that I'm going through right now, and I'm in such pain about this.
Well, can I just say one more thing,
man.
And then I have to get off the phone? I can understand where you're coming from, and I can understand that this was an embarrassing situation for you. Wouldn't want to take that away from you.
Thank you.
But believe me when I say this, you know, I think the only way this is going to get into the Orange County Register is because you've said you've been talking about it on the radio.
More than likely,
that's the only way anybody would be interested in printing anything like that.
Can I please say something?
Yeah, the lady's making a really good point. You need to listen to this.
Yeah, I don't understand what she's talking about.
You don't understand what she's talking about.
No, I don't.
Well, I'm just saying that you were concerned about, you know, something being written in the Orange County Register.
I'm afraid that this guy who saw me at this men's encounter, his wife is a big mouth. She blabs her mouth. She pours her guts out to everybody. She gets a hold of the fact that I was crying at some men's meeting. That's going to be in the paper.
Well, I'll tell you what, sir. Probably everybody else knows that this woman talks like this, and they probably just take it with a grain of salt.
Not at the Orange County Register, they don't.
Well, now, wait a minute. The lady made a greater point. You're on the radio right now talking about it.
Yeah.
Well, so what do you care whether it gets into the Orange County Register? My show is heard across the United States.
Well, no, but I'm talking about our local newspaper here, because people, with all due respect to you, Mr. Henry, everybody reads the Orange County Register.
Are you okay?
I just need a drink of water.
The guy's on a radio show. I mean, we're all over the United States, and this cat's crying because the Orange County Register's going to pick it up?
Well, I just think that, you know, this man feels, I think he feels very wounded, but I have to say that, you know,
wounded?
To be suing this man, I think, is just carrying it a little bit too far.
I thank
I'm
you
sure
for your...
that the other guy didn't really mean to hurt you.
Yeah,
okay,
it's easy for you
to say.
Okay, thank you, ma'am, for your call. Let's go to Orlando on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Orlando, hello. Yes, sir.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm having flashbacks.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I was listening to the conversation. Actually, I think, first of all, you should be careful of what kind of friends you got that take you out to a bar and have a drink. If it's so concerned where you're going to go with the friend. But my point here is that...
You know, your car phone, sir, if you get right up on it, we can hear you better. You're fading in and out because of some kind of limiter you got on it. Get right up to the mouthpiece on that thing, all right?
Okay, how about now? You
put your mouth right up against it, huh?
How about now? You hear me better?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Well, I'm seeing are large men crying and playing drums, and I think that's bad for a lot of things.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think it's not your friend's fault for you being there, you know, at that place.
Would you go to something like that?
Well, first of all, I won't go to a place like that, and I'll be careful what kind of friends I got to go to a bar to drink with, because, I mean, you don't know... If you don't trust your friend, or you don't know what kind of friend you have, I mean, you know, who knows where you're going to end up being, you know?
So you wouldn't go no place where you're beating on drums and crying?
Well, you made that decision yourself. I mean, you were the one that walked into the place and started playing the drum, and, you know, I would have been uncomfortable to walk out of there, you know, as I walked in and see what was going on.
So if you walked into a place where guys were beating on drums and crying, what would you do?
I would have walked out of there, you know, as fast as I can.
He would have walked out of there.
Well, all right, that makes him different from me. I felt comfortable in that environment.
You felt comfortable in that environment?
Well, I thought you said you felt uncomfortable a little while ago having guys hugging you.
I didn't like guys hugging me, but I didn't mind beating on a drum and crying. That part was okay because I could do that alone.
Then what is your argument about that? If you're happy with that, I mean, you're the one that made the decision.
Because this guy took me to a place where a guy saw me, and now it's going to be in the Orange County Register. Okay?
And in other words, if nobody saw you there, and you were bawling like a baby and beating on a drum,
And I would ask you to watch how you word that, Mr. Henry, because I am contemplating slander suits, as you know.
Word what?
You said that I was bawling like a baby.
Well, okay. I mean, you know, you were crying.
And what is the gentleman laughing at in Orlando?
Well, I'm not really laughing. I mean, you're free to do whatever you want. This is a free country. I mean, if you walk into any place, that's your personal life. Nobody...
Yeah, that's all I was trying to say. I just want to sue Cliff Pettigrew is his name. Don't go to no men's meetings with him, okay?
Well, you know, it's not his fault. He took you there, and you accepted. You walked
right.
There.
All right, sir. Thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And Steve Bozell, the construction contractor, suing one of his workmates, Mr. Cliff Pettigrew, for potential income loss and sexual harassment. Mr. Pettigrew took Mr. Bozell to a men's encounter group, unbeknownst to Mr. Bozell, where men share their feelings, they beat on drums, and they regress back to some sort of primal male state. And Mr. Bozell started crying and pounding on a drum, only to recognize the caterer of the party as somebody who he had done work for. He is afraid now that that caterer is going to report all of this to the newspaper. That's correct, sir.
That is correct. And, you know, one of the things I think I failed to mention, Phil, is that the vulnerability of some of these rights, and as male encounter groups have a variety of different rights that they go through, shaving the pubic hairs is one. Pounding on a drum is something else.
Now, wait a minute. You said shaving pubic hair?
That is correct. That is correct. And I know that it sounds sexual. It is not. What it is a... It is a rite born of a, it's a sexual rite born of an ancient male tradition that the pubic hair is shaved.
And well, you guys were shaving each other's pubic hair, or?
No, sir, we were shaving our own pubic hair. We had a drum pounding session, then we talked about our feelings and then shaved our pubic hair as part of that. And that's what, all of these things can be misunderstood. And that's the thing that I fear the most.
Pounding on the drum and shaving pubic hair can be misunderstood.
That's exactly right. This guy goes to the Orange County Register and reports that tells on me. That's done good, okay? And that's all I was trying to say about loss of potential income and my business.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Jacksonville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Hi.
What are you doing with this idiot on there again?
What, again?
This is the same one that... but about 2 weeks ago was suing some competitor because his Mexican workers were working faster than his workers.
I have a right to address my grievances in a court of law.
He's just a sue-happy fool.
No,
that's
sir.
All. He's trying to make his million from somebody else.
You're suing who for...
I have a right to redress my grievances in a court of law. And that person messed with me.
Okay, sir, is that it?
Yeah, and you need to tell him real quick that he's an excellent guest before he starts breaking down and crying again like he did last time.
Did you cry the last...
No, this guy, you don't even know what you're talking about, okay? I'm a guest on a talk radio show, so I know about being a guest. And I'm not crying about nothing.
Well, you were crying the other night when that caterer saw you.
Yeah, that's true, but that's because of... See, this is the kind of ambush journalism that I don't appreciate.
Well, I don't think it's ambush journalism, but if you're suing people just to make money and you don't have a valid legal leg to stand on, I don't know that that is what we want to be promoting either. Gainesville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I'd just like to know who this guy thinks he is that somebody's going to remember that he was in the Orange County Register.
Well, if they find out that I was at this men's meeting pounding on a drum... and if we were shaving our pubic hair, I think that's news, friend.
Well, what makes you so special that somebody's going to remember your name?
Because I own a construction business. Where are you at? You're in Florida. What state are you in?
I'm in Florida.
Well, you don't know. Out here in Corona, California, in the Inland Empire, everybody knows my...
Excuse me, but I grew up in Elsinore.
Well, wherever that is...
You're not somebody special.
Wherever that is...
They don't even remember your name after they get done reading it.
You grew up where? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Lake Elsinore.
I don't know where that is.
Well,
okay?
All
I can tell you is I'm was at this men's encounter group. And everybody knows Steve Bozell.
Who cares? Who cares?
Well, you live in Florida. You don't know nothing about it.
Who cares?
Out here,
where you went?
Out here in California, there's a lot of movie stars and all kinds of big.
But you're not a movie star.
There's a lot of big money deals that are being done out here.
You're not a movie star.
Yeah, but people know all about it.
They wouldn't even remember your name the 10 minutes after they read the paper.
Because
who are you trying to fool?
I'll tell you right now. I have a family. And I have a reputation, and because I don't want nobody seeing me crying or shaving pubic hair, you don't understand the California lifestyle.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have gone then. You shouldn't have gone if you're so emotionally upset.
Well, I
you
don't.
You should have turned around and walked away.
I wasn't aware I'd be taken to a place where they're going to ask me to shave my pubic hair.
Once you got there.
Well, okay, but I can sue the guy that took me there.
Well, you do what you want, you'd be wasting your money.
That's how we do it in California.
Did they handcuff you and keep you there?
No, they did not, because I wasn't doing it.
You could have turned around and walked right back out of there, called you a cab, and got the hell out.
Okay, so in other words, if your wife opened up a newspaper and reads about a support group that you were in, and you're crying and you're shaving your pubes...
Wait a minute, I wouldn't have gone. As soon as I found out what it was, if I didn't want to be there, I'd turn around and walk away.
Well, but I was enjoying it.
See, the thing here is you were enjoying it until the guy saw you there.
Well, he's going to go and tell on me.
Oh, he's going to tell on you.
Yes, sir, he will. And if you think that's funny, yeah. Okay, fine, great.
Mr. Bleeding Heart.
I have a family, and I don't need them
seeing.
And what's my son do when he sees his father's name and face in the newspaper about him?
Maybe you better go to a support group that helps people with mental problems.
Oh, so now you think I'm crazy. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I'm suing Pettigrew, because people now think I'm crazy.
You want to sue me, too?
Yes, I will, if you go one step further. One step further.
You need to go see a psychiatrist, what you need.
Okay, that's it.
How are you going to sue this guy?
I know you have a list of your callers, and I want to sue him.
I don't have a list of this guy's phone number.
Well, I demand it.
Thank you very much, sir, for your call.
I demanded you. What, is that guy gone?
Yes, he's gone.
I know you can trace these calls.
I can't trace the guy's call. If you want to sue him, you're going to have to find out who he is yourself. Virginia Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Good evening to you.
Yes, sir.
Just really quick. If I was an outside observer and someone had taken me to this little get-together that you went to, my question would be, would I have seen you as... under distress, in other words, forced to stay there against your will, doing something that you were trying not to do, or would I see you as an active participant?
How come people get to laugh at me?
No, I'm asking.
Let's stop down and think about it. You're beating on a drum, you're crying, and you're shaving your pubic hair.
Did you fight to leave and they kept you there? Did you fight to not shave your pubic hair? Did you fight not to pound on the drum?
No, because I was having a release.
That's fine. And that's fine. And okay. That's another thing, too. People out there a lot of times need relief. I'm 42, and I've cried before. Okay,
okay.
I need relief for my reasons or whatever.
Okay. What if one of your friends seen you cry, and he's going to go to the Orange County Register?
Do you care more about you, or do you care more about your friend?
I care more.
Because you were crying before you saw your friend. So there's obviously something that's in your life that you needed to release, and you're actually doing it right now, okay?
I can't help it.
That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? What you've got to find out is you're so worried about what other people think about you that you're worried about how you are seen, how you are yourself. Who gives a crap, okay?
The only reason why I care... is because I have a business that I have to protect.
And you have a damn good one, and I'm a homeowner because the lady asked about that. So, yes, I'd hire you, too, and I'm just like the host, sir. Sorry, sir, I'm a first-time caller, first-time listener, so I can't remember your name. But
my name is Steve, and I appreciate you having some patience with me.
You're fine. What you need to do is, first of all, open up the Orange Gazette and read how many times you've read about a construction worker that was crying in there, okay? Because I just can't see that with all this going on in California, this is headline news.
Yeah. Well,
what you need to do, you talked about your son. Why don't you go ahead and take your son and tell him, don't tell him about the shaving that pubic hair part.
If he reads about it in the newspaper.
Let me ask you this, Dad. Would it be better for him to read it in the newspaper or to hear it from you? Come on, answer the question.
I guess to hear it from me.
I'm not trying to be facetious, but I want you to do is I want you to be a man, go up to your son, tell him what happened, leave out the shaving pubic hair part, please, because he'll laugh at you with that one.
What if he reads about it in the paper?
The man just said, forget about that.
Tell him, you've got it. There's something that made you get emotional in this place. Okay, it could be somebody else's story. It could be your own story. It makes no damn difference. But you need to tell him, it says, hey, there's men out there who hurt, who have a reason to be crying, and this helps out. Because remember, you said you were
comfortable. This guy's making sense. This guy's making sense, Steve.
I know, and I really appreciate it.
You were comfortable.
But if I get sued, if I get fired from my job, who's going to hire a guy who's got a bald scrotum or whatever, okay? Because kids will make fun of you. My son will say, oh, your scrotum's bald. Your scrotum's bald. Ha, ha.
Why don't you explain it to you? If they get to that point, somebody was able to explain to you a reason why you should shave your pubic hair. You're trying to tell me, Dad, that you can't tell your son why you did what you did? It was a good enough reason for you.
It should be a good enough reason for your son. It's an ancient fertility right.
Tell him that.
Don't tell me that. How old is your son?
My son's 15.
He's going to figure it out.
Yeah. And I tell you what, wait a couple of months and he'll never notice because it'll grow back.
And I got a rash from it, too. That's the whole thing.
That shaves as hell, man.
God damn it.
Okay, but just...
It lit something awful. I know that.
Okay, great. Listen, great call.
What's your name, pal?
I ain't going to do that because if I said something, I don't want you to come out and sue me. My name is Jim, okay?
No, you're just a really nice guy, and I really appreciate it.
And I'm a Master Chief of the United States Navy.
Oh, God.
And proud of it.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah. He's in the Navy, huh? There he goes.
No, you look in the damn mirror and tell yourself you are going to be okay and you will overcome this.
You can do it now if you want to, Steve.
Can I?
Yeah.
I'm going to be okay and I'm going to overcome it.
Now say it with conviction.
I'm going to be okay and I'm going to overcome this.
And you're going to go out and build houses and roofs, whatever.
I'm going to build houses.
You're going to build houses.
Roofs.
Okay, you keep practicing, Steve, okay?
I'm going to build houses.
All right, sir, thank you.
Hey, host, thank you. First time caller. Have a great day.
Thank you too, sir.
I want to build houses.
What is it, the elephant man I got on here?
I'm not an animal. I'm a human being.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And Frank from Snapple is here, and he's brought to us tons of fine Snapple product. And he was also explaining the various court cases that Snapple's involved in. And that's really, I'm joking around. Well, you're the guy that opened up your mouth about half this stuff. Yeah, he's in here talking about all this jazz. Now, they're not court cases. They're FDA questions. Well, who else was talking about on the air? You mentioned a prominent radio. Yeah, you're sorry. Don't talk about it, Phil. No, actually, it has to do with ginsengers. It's fantastic stuff. Oh, that was your old company. It wasn't Snapple? It was the other guy. Oh, I'm sorry. So take that back. Not Snapple. The other guys that were involved in chunks of glass being... And I'm not going to mention their companies in case the company's name in case you're lying to me and I wind up getting sued because that's, you know... People are taking numbers on that one these days. No, so that was the other company. No, Snapple is tremendous. And this is the new Moon... Green tea. What else we got there, man? You guys making beer? What do you got? You got fire. What's that made out of, Greg? Look at these bottles. This is gorgeous. And you know the thing about Snapple, they do marketing, don't they? They do advertising, don't they? So the next time you bring some stuff in, why don't you have them buy some time on my show instead of me giving you some free plugs? That'd be a great thing. Go to your bosses at Snapple and tell them the other guys didn't buy any time. They ought to. It's good stuff. Thank you very much, pal. That's the plan, Frank? All right. So this is the Phil Hendry Show, and let's see. I was reading Roger Ebert's review of Lies Beneath. Now, have you heard of this movie? Because I saw the trailers, and it looks really cool. It looks very scary, and it's got Harrison Ford and Michelle Pfeiffer, so it seems like it's probably box office dynamite. I mean, it's probably going to do very well. Now, I like Ebert. I really like him, and I liked Siskel and Ebert. And the reason why I like both of those guys is, unlike most of these sort of smarmy, obsequious grinning hacks that do movie reviews on television. Siskel and Ebert always seemed like they really liked movies, and they really wanted movies to do well. In other words, every movie they ever reviewed, it looked to me as if they really wanted the movie to do well, and if it was a disappointment, they would genuinely say, why do directors and actors do this stuff when they could do so much better things? And in reading his review of What Lies Beneath, he kind of says this. He says that the movie is full of cliches. Now, I'm going to go see it. And you want to know why I'm going to go see it? Because my wife, Maria, who I love more than life itself, she takes me to things like one-act plays and one-woman shows and one-man shows that are ripped to shreds by reviewers, and then she wants to go see it. I've never met anybody like her before in my life. Maria said to me one time, let's go to this one-woman show down on Melrose. I really want to go see this. It's really great. Well, who is it? Well, it's Mrs. So-and-so, and it's a one-woman show, and I really want to see the show. Okay, great. Let's go down there. So we stand in line. It's a sold-out show in one of these 90-seat theaters, like an Equity Waiver Theater. We go in, and we watch the show, and I don't know what the hell it is. It's performance art. What do I know from that? You know, I'm staring at somebody pouring honey all over themselves. You know, whatever, you know. And then we get home. And she goes, that was really interesting. Look, here's the review in the LA Times. She shows me the guy rips it to shreds. In the review, the guy says, pile of dung, stench like you wouldn't believe, fetid corrosive stench, rotten show. Don't go see it. You'll go blind and you'll be impotent for years. And my wife takes me to this thing. Isn't that interesting? I go, Maria, honey, yeah? The reviewer that you read yesterday before we went to the show said it's a pile of rubbish. It's crud. It's creeping crud. It's the Chinese itch. She goes, yeah, interesting, huh? I go, why did we go see it? She goes, you know what? Because I don't let those guys influence what I think about it. I go, well, I got to tell you something. The guy was right. It was lousy. No, I don't necessarily think so. I thought it was pretty cool. So I thought about that as I was reading Ebert's review of What Lies Beneath. This guy says that it's full of cliches, that it has every Hitchcock device known to mortal man thrown into it, that it's got crap from Rear Window, that it's got a couple of psycho touches, that it's got just stolen things, or if you will, he's paying homage. What do you want to call that? When a guy steals, is it homage or is he stealing? Paying homage, okay. By the way, any of you young broadcasters out there who are thinking of paying homage to me someday, I would appreciate a call. I mean, he's got all kinds of sarcastic things to say in here. And so I faxed this to my wife. I read this on Ebert's website, and I said, this is great. So I printed it off, and I faxed it to Maria from the office here. And I called her up, and she goes, yeah, it looks really interesting. Let's go see it. That's great. Well, you know what? It's kind of cool not, you know, allowing yourself to be influenced by others. But I go, man, with my man here. And so then I looked up a bunch of other movies just to see if we agree on things like The Patriot. He ripped it to shreds. I did, too. Some other crap. Gladiator. Yeah, Gladiator. He thought that was a pile of dung. So did I. I mean, you know what he said about the special effects? What did you think of the special effects in Gladiator? You never saw it? A lot of people say it was just so outstanding looking. He said that the Colosseum in the Gladiator film looked like any standard Colosseum out of a video game. It looked like video game special effects. And you know what? He's right. So guess what my wife said? Let's go see it! Sounds really good. Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com, and the debut of the new Best of the Phil Henry Show Year 2000 CD, the number one rated CD, is right around the corner. And we also have some other interesting plans. I got to get on the horn and see how we're going to begin to coordinate what could be a momentous thing this coming, well, I don't want to say when, but coming shortly, a live performance for all of you of the Phil Henry Show where you can come and actually watch me do this thing. This crazy little thing called love, the Phil Henry Show. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Is there music somewhere in my life soon? Oh, there it is.